It is the it gift of the holiday season. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Ireland. A 54-year-old man named Connor Delaney recently got called for jury duty and showed up to the court on time for the selection.
Okay.
All right.
And then he told the judge that he couldn't do it by using possibly the best excuse ever.
What's that?
He said he couldn't participate because his, quote, head wasn't right. When the judge asked him to explain further, Connor shyly replied that he was head over heels in love.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Everybody in the room that he had been single his entire life, and the other day, he finally met the girl of his dreams.
Aww.
He went on to say that this was the first time in his entire life he was in love, and he was going away for the weekend with her and wouldn't be back in time for trial on Monday.
Best feeling ever. Let that man off.
For you guys, he probably didn't count on this making national or international headlines, because that's a lot of pressure
now
on his new girlfriend.
The girl that he's with is like, hey, about that trip, I think it's too soon for that.
Yeah, I didn't know you felt like that, man.
The judge had a huge smile on his face after he heard the excuse, and apparently it worked. He excused Connor from jury duty, and he was free to go.
Everyone who shows up for jury duty is somehow going to be in love.
Several people online have said it would be a great scene in a movie. And one person specifically said it should be the ending of Love Actually 2. This next laser story is out of Birmingham, England. 53-year-old Simon Bramhall is a liver, spleen, and pancreas surgeon.
Ooh.
He was in court this week and admitted to signing his initials on two patients' livers.
Oh, my God!
Are you branding them
like cows?
During the two transplants, he used a tool called an argon beam coagulator. We all have one of those lying around. To carve his initials into the livers. Normally, that tool is used to sketch out the areas to operate on the liver. Another surgeon noticed the initials during a different operation, and one of those patients alerted the hospital.
People in the room with this surgeon, they're like, oh, there he goes with the initial thing again, and let it slide.
So Simon, the dude who signed the livers, had to resign from his job. He finally had his trial this week and pled guilty to assault. He'll be sentenced next month and could be facing up to 5 years in jail for slapping his initial on those livers.
But seriously, that's the most egotistical thing I've ever heard of.
It's amazing.
Of course it's amazing to you.
As for the people who have the doctor's initials on their liver, well, they've been interviewed by the British tabloids, and both of them seem that they didn't notice anything different other than their bank accounts are going to be a lot bigger from the hospital lawsuits. That's for sure.
Yo. Love those initials now.
Catch on me all day, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I would brag about that liver, though. It's like a fine art piece, you know?
Yeah,
this
rare.
Next laser story is out of the land of cryptocurrency. A couple named Haley Tecco and Jeff Hammerbacher.
Cool names.
Run an angel investment fund called Tech Hammer. And they're huge eggheads. They both went to Harvard. Haley used to work for Apple and Intel. Jeff used to work at Facebook. All about investing in new technology.
They are techies.
Okay.
So back in 2013, they got interested in Bitcoin and decided to invest.
Uh-huh.
So they put in about $5,000 to buy some Bitcoin. And fast forward a few years later, they have close to $800,000 in Bitcoin now.
Oh, man.
It's a lot. But instead of cashing it in, they just announced they're donating it all to a cancer center at the University of South Carolina. The cancer center's like, what do we do with this Bitcoin stuff? We don't know how to use it either. It's not clear what the hospital plans to do with it. They could cash it in now or wait for it to be worth even more. Haley told a news reporter that they decided to go public with their donation because they wanted to inspire other people who got lucky with Bitcoin to do the same thing.
They better cash it in now because it's going to drop and then they're going to owe money. That hospital's going to be in debt.
Right.
Like,
This next laser story is out of the world of Netflix. We talked about a story the other day on how Netflix made fun of a few of their subscribers by tweeting out that there must be something wrong if they watched the movie A Christmas Prince for 18 straight days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since then, a lot of people have been creeped out that Netflix knows so much about our viewing habits.
Mm-hmm.
But one person actually appreciated their interest. That person's name is Sean.
Okay.
And he posted on Reddit, and said that they were in a big funk last summer, so they kind of went overboard binge-watching.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Netflix noticed and performed a virtual welfare check on them.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, Netflix is like, hey, man, we're worried about you. Is it just like a message that popped up on their screen?
Sean said, quote, I finished the entire 9 seasons of The Office in something like 5 to 10 days.
Oh, my God.
I don't quite remember, but I did receive an email from Netflix asking if I was okay.
Sean, that's actually kind of thoughtful.
It is. Sean went on to say, honestly, it made me feel better just knowing that someone, even a stranger working at a customer support agency, cared about my mental health.
That's true.
Can you imagine? Whoa, man, this guy's not right.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to check on him.
We noticed you watched the movie The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Everything okay?
Are you okay? We're not asking because we're worried about, like, that you watched it. Just, like, you watched it, and I'm sure you want to do bad things to yourself right now. Are you okay? Are you in a good spot? This next legend story is out of Snack Food Central.
Yay!
It's been a banner year for the Cheetos brand.
Oh, my gosh.
First, they scored a huge success with Cheetos-flavored chicken fingers, sold exclusively at Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
Then they launched a new product called Mac and Cheetos.
Yes!
Which are breaded mac and cheese snacks that you put in the oven. After they're cooked, they're like giant Cheetos with gooey mac and cheese inside of them. How did I miss this?
They were so good, dude. They were so good.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we did talk about it.
I got to pay more attention when I speak.
I don't think we described it correctly.
Well, no, it was legit. It's like a giant Cheeto with macaroni and cheese on the inside.
Sounds delicious.
It is, bro.
I got to really start paying attention to the show.
I was definitely paying attention.
Hey, if you're listening at home, pay attention to the show. Sometimes we talk about cool stuff.
You're the one saying it.
But now, the latest and greatest Cheeto creation is out. And it's making waves. It's called Cheetos Popcorn.
Dude, that just is a miracle combination to me.
Yeah, that sounds like really good already.
The snack will feature both Cheetos-flavored popcorn and actual Cheetos mixed into it around your popcorn. And if you're wondering how you can buy it, don't go to your local Walmart. The only way you can get some Cheetos popcorn is by heading to a select few Regal Cinemas where they will serve it to you at the concession stand.
Smart. That will actually get people...
Into the theater?
Like, not even buying, going to a movie,
I want to go just get some,
Yeah, let's just get dinner.
It sounds phenomenal.
This next legend story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay!
A new survey found that 22% of us will give at least one coworker a gift this year.
Mm-hmm.
And how much will we spend? 34% said less than $10 per gift.
Oh, wow.
59% said between $11 and $50. Only 6 people said they'll spend more than $50 on a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if you're spending over $50 for a coworker gift, you're either crushing on them or already doing them. We're
trying to get a promotion.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just the thought that counts, but sometimes we don't even put that much thought into it. Here are the 5 worst gifts people said that they've gotten from a coworker. Number 5, used candles. Number 4, a roll of Saran wrap.
Oh, that's thoughtful. That's useful.
Number 3, an ornament shaped like an engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
Potential HR nightmare right there. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Number 2, earrings shaped like chickens. How's that a bad gift?
I'm with you, Jubal. I want those.
Yeah, me too.
Chicken earrings? Yes, please.
And number 1 worst gift that somebody has received from a coworker, a jar of glitter.
Never good.
Assuming that was a gift at a strip club, so. Probably like, oh, thanks. I've been meaning to re-up anyway.
Thanks, Candy.
Yep. Speaking of somebody who wears glitter every night. This guy. That's the sound of a glittered up turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to a sparkly end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.